All right, Chaffin. 15 minutes out. Let's get your head right before you walk in. First thing, breathe. You are not walking into a pitch. You are walking into a factory that a man built over 34 years, and he invited you. He called you back 24 minutes after your voicemail. He apologized for missing you. He offered the visit before you asked for it. He spelled his own street so you would find it. That is not a man you have to convince. That is a man who is already open. So drop the pressure. The pressure is the thing that will hurt you today. Here is the one job. Understand how the place actually runs. That is it. You are not there to pitch. You are not there to quote. You are not there to close. Half an hour was the ask. The hour on the calendar is buffer. Do not fill it. Say that again in your head. Do not fill it. The single biggest risk in that room today is that you talk too much. You have done the research. You know the industry. You have a menu of solutions sitting in a folder. And every one of those things is a temptation to perform. Do not perform. The person who asks the best question wins this room, not the person with the best answer. So let's talk about what you actually do. At the door. Hand out first. Mr. H. Chaffin Khan. Thank you for making the time. We met a couple of years back. I came out to your house and did the 11-month inspection on it. His house. Not the plant. You have never seen this plant. Do not imply that you have. Say it slowly. Leave a gap. Let him place you. And if he does not place you, let it go instantly. No fumbling. No, you probably don't remember me. Just. No matter. Our mutual friend spoke well of you and asked me to call. And you move on. That costs you nothing. Then ask to see the floor. Could you show me the floor? That one sentence changes the whole meeting. A man walking you through his life's work talks differently than a man sitting across a desk from you. He will tell you things standing next to a machine that he would never tell you in an office. Now the questions. There are 8 of them and they are in order for a reason. But if you only land 3, land these 3. Walk me through what happens from first inquiry to first production run. That is the real question. That surfaces the entire process without you ever naming it. Then shut up and let him talk. How many inquiries are a fit? And what makes one not a fit? Ask that one like you mean it. Because if the constraint really is the minimum order size and the unit cost, then a website does not touch the problem. And knowing that today saves you from selling him the wrong thing. Let him name the number. Do not name it for him. And, of the accounts you have now, how did the best ones come to you? That tells you where the money actually comes from. 3 questions. Everything else is a bonus. Now, 2 mechanical things. And these matter. He has a thick accent and a deep voice and he may be around 80. Speak slowly. Leave gaps. Do not stack 2 questions on top of each other. No jargon. No acronyms. And read every single number back to him. If you did not catch it, ask again. Getting the minimum order quantity wrong because you were too polite to ask twice is the expensive mistake available to you today. Being asked to repeat something is not rude. Getting it wrong is. And the never say list. You know it. His son. Never. His wife. Never. Unless he rises it. And then you just listen and you say you are sorry and you let him steer. No regulatory talk. No AI. No price. No rate. No percentage. And no critique of his website. He did not ask you for a defect list. Last thing. How you leave. Do not leave on I'll send something over. That is how a warm visit turns into nothing. You leave with a day on the calendar. This has been really useful. Let me go away and think properly about what would actually move the needle for you. Rather than guess at it now. Can I come back to you on such and such a day? And you get him to agree to that day before you are out of the building. And if he pushes you for a number in the room, you say, I'd be guessing, and you'd be paying for my guess. Give me till then. Okay. Here is the truth about today. You have already won the hard part. The intro landed. He called you back, and he opened his own building to you. Everything from here is just paying attention. Walk in curious. Ask the question. Shut up. Listen. Write nothing down that you can remember, and remember everything else. And the second that meeting ends, before you drive anywhere, 5-minute voice memo in the lot. The texture is gone within the hour and the texture is the whole asset. Go get it.